Now we turn to James Risen, the investigative reporter for The New York Times, who has an exclusive in The New York Times this morning, which says what we all knew, at least in principle, that the threshold for political corruption in Afghanistan is maybe a different standard than we're used to here in the United States. James Risen, first of all, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
What are we to make of the allegations against Hamid Karzai's running mate in the post-election days and weeks as we come to the final count? It looks like Hamid Karzai is ahead of Abdullah Abdullah in the Afghan election. In the a few minutes before we go here, how are Afghanis dealing with these allegations, and what's to be made of both Hamid Karzai's tactics during the election and his running mate?
Well, his running mate is Marshal Mohammed Fahim, who was the military commander of the Northern Alliance during the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan, and he is one of the classic warlords of Afghanistan. He's been allegations against him of narcotics trafficking during when he was defense minister in 2002. CIA reports came in about his involvement in narcotics trafficking in 2002 during the Bush administration. And my story is kind of about how the Bush administration suppressed and ignored the evidence, turned a blind eye to it, and allowed him to – didn't try to push him out as defense minister. And now he's back. And the Obama administration is struggling with how to deal with him.
Now, is it a struggle, or do they really have no choice but to look the other way and let Karzai proceed? He has to make deals with the devil to function in Afghanistan, right?
Yeah, well, that's what Karzai is saying. And Secretary of State Clinton tried to tell Karzai not to appoint and name him as running mate, and he did it anyway. And now the State Department is thinking about sanctions they could impose if he is elected, including keeping him out of the United States. But you're right, there's very little at this point they can do, and it's the great dilemma for the Obama administration. As they send in thousands of more American troops, they find themselves propping up a government that is riddled with corruption.
Indeed.
And they're not quite sure what to do about it.
James Risen, an investigative reporter for The New York Times. The takeaway there, finding clout in Afghanistan, but also projecting democracy. It's a dilemma. Thank you, James.
Sure.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.